Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Chipper is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Chip's battling some phone issues. So we hope his phone works. If it doesn't, it's just one of those things. That's why it's a perfect lead-in, Chip. We just were talking about, do we ever see any payphones and phone booths anymore? Because the last one was just taken out of Manhattan today. If somebody has a photo of a recent phone booth or payphone in Minnesota, tweet it at me at Chad Hartman Show. I believe there still are somewhere in greater Minnesota, but Chip, I don't remember the last time in Minnesota I saw a payphone or a phone booth. Couple texts are suggesting Hennepin County Government Center when you're in trouble, you know, where there's still the payphone in that case.
I can't remember the last time I saw it, but considering what I've been dealing with T-Mobile and this LG nationwide, some kind of outage that's, I'm getting a weird prompt every 5 seconds. I would go back to the phone on the wall with the long cord that we used to have in our houses. You had that? You could be on.
Oh, yeah.
Ours was in the kitchen. I'm not kidding you. I could talk in my bedroom. That cord was so long. I would take it, that right now.
The rotary dial, of course, right?
Yes. And then, you know, you'd call the operator, right? Remember when you'd call the operator and they'd put you through? I was trying to explain it to my kids the other day, and you thought I lived on another planet.
See, I don't think here – I mean, Tennessee just got running water like 10, 11 years ago, so it's a different situation. I know people used to do that. I don't think at a point when I was dialing – what time – I mean, I don't know. Am I dialing at 7, 8 years old? I mean, how are you when you're first using the phone? I don't – and maybe it is, and I just forgot. I have no recollection, or I had to call the operator and said, connect me with so on and so forth.
I absolutely remember calling the operator. And maybe things were a little bit behind in Tennessee. I mean, you know, we used to stand by the TV, and that's how we changed the channels, right? Your dad would say, keep turning, and you turn the knob.
Yes,
Sid made you do that too, right? You'd have to stand by, yeah. And you were the remote control back then. I absolutely remember calling the operator, so... I don't know how old I was, but I definitely remember doing that.
And in the early remote controls, by the way, and TVs, they were so clunky and loud. It was just channel. And, I mean, just made the loudest noise. A mutual friend of ours is saying that he still sees payphones at rest areas. You know, so again,
okay,
greater Minnesota or across the country, the payphone or the phone booth in a rest area situation. I guess that's possible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't remember last time I've been to a rest area, but I think it's makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But it's funny. I can't remember, now that I sit here and think about it, I can't remember last time I saw one. I would love to get my kids, take them to a payphone and ask them to try to use it and see what they would do. Yeah, I'm sure they'd probably figure it out after about 15 minutes, but they would stare at it like it's like they didn't know what it was.
Yeah. All right. So if you have a photo of a payphone or a phone booth, tweet it at me at Chad Hartman Show. I now have my new person to follow, Chip, on breaking NBA news. His name is Alex Rodriguez. Are you familiar with what happened with A-Rod's Instagram account?
I'm at Target Field now, and I have your show playing in the press box, so I overheard it, but I didn't. He scooped everybody, right? He had the press release?
Yes. Yes, so he's taking a photo with, like, Nick at bat or something, and he's looking great. He's got the mug up. I guess it's his logo or something. And the Tim Conley release is in the background. And we both know at times teams will anticipate, and sometimes it doesn't happen. In this case... it did happen. So no shams, no Johnny K, no Woj. for breaking NBA news. It's now A-Rod. Considering the Wolves' history and A-Rod's history, it's too good, right? It's just too good.
Yes. Well, yeah, and you're right. Teams absolutely write up press releases before it's done. They just want to have it done, and everybody sign off on it and look at it and see what it says. So that's not uncommon for that to happen. It's probably uncommon to tweet it out, to have it on your screen.
Yes, it is.
But you know
okay,
what,
so let's – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I like the fact that they swung for the fences. I mean, this is a
yes.
– you know, they could have played it safe and kept – Sanjay Gupta in that role and said, you know what, we're going to roll with it and let him kind of spread his wings and be more active than he was as the interim. But to their credit, Mark Lowry and A-Rod said, no, we're going to go out there and try to get a big name. And they pulled it off. Took a lot of money, but they pulled it off.
100% with you. And it's funny because right now it took a lot of money and it's Glenn's money at this point. You know,
yeah. Right.
Should be their money, but I'm telling you, this story to watch is: do these guys have enough money for the next $600-700 million? It's something to watch. So let's talk Conley, because Conley joins the Nuggets in 13, and he replaces Masai, and Masai, who's gone on to Toronto, and they won the title, and is regarded as one of the three or four best GMs of basketball. Tim Conley has been fantastic. And the signature move, of course, is getting Joker in the second round. But they have done a very good job with late first-round picks, second-round picks, free agencies. He's built a very impressive front office. And there are names in the NBA who run basketball operations that get bigger buzz. But if you ask people what they think of Tim Conley, they speak very, very highly of what he has done. And it's just going back to what you said. Now, Glenn has always been willing to spend money on the basketball side. He has. Mm-hmm. You know, this hasn't been the Polad situation. They've been over the luxury tax. They gave Tibbs a lot of money. They paid Flip a lot of money. But in this case, Chip, it could have been easy to say to stay with Gupta and say Gupta had to be with Rosas. Rosas, if it wasn't because of his personal issues, would still be there and would be lauded about various moves. Keep Gupta and go forward. But, and again, no guarantee, but I love that they went out. They're going to give him potential equity in the team. I don't know if they're going to have to give any compensation yet, but why not go for a guy who's well-regarded, and you want to say we're the different team, it's another sign.
Well, and that's the thing, and you look at what the roster he's built, I think a lot of their biggest issues, they've had so many injuries, right, that's really kind of held that team back from ascending even higher. And, you know, a lot of us, even in the media, but that don't follow the NBA that closely, and certainly I think fans, it's harder to know the resumes of people in the front office, right? You don't follow that closely and how well regarded. So I lean on people that really cover the NBA, Johnny Kay, Chris Heisman, Woj. Woj just, you know, in his story or his tweet said this is a, I think, groundbreaking or, you know, gigantic move for the Wolves. So I take that for what it is. And this is a team that historically has been overlooked and been made some poor decisions in hiring, whether it's coach or front office. Getting it right and doing what it takes to go out and land. I mean, you're talking about $8 million a year for a front office for someone running your operations. I don't know what the standard contract is, but that seems like it's got to be up there, you know, among the highest in the league. And the fact that they agreed to give him some ownership equity, I don't know how common that is. I would think it's probably not very common.
It's rare. So, you know, when Flip ended up getting it, it was like 0.1, 0.2%. So I'm sure this is a small amount, but like Pat Riley gets that type of thing.
Correct.
You know, Masai might have it in Toronto. It's very rare. And again, I've known this for a couple weeks. This is all driven by Lowry and Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was the classic. You got to meet in Mankato. Yeah. You got to have the lasagna. Glenn's got to sign on board. But if you're a Wolves fan, who wants to feel good about the potential, no guarantee, but the potential of, you got Edwards, you got Towns, You got some other surrounding people. And now you got a guy that almost everybody in the league thinks is very good at what he does. That's a pretty good feeling in the early part of summer.
Well, that's what it is, Chad. It's all about momentum, right? I mean, this organization absolutely gained momentum this year when you double your win total. And obviously the way the playoff series went was not good when you give up that many double-digit blown leads in the fourth quarter. But if you look at if you step back and take, you know, the 30,000 view, you would say this organization has some momentum now with Ant coming into and becoming the superstar within the pieces, the roster that they built. And now you add a front office leader who is widely respected around the league as being a guy who knows how to draft and develop. This is just another piece of that where, yes, if you're a fan, you absolutely feel good about the direction that this organization is going. Now, well, for so many years, you felt like it was hopeless. And now you feel like, okay, this thing is going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And there's a bunch of other, you know, names I could say, which is kind of inner ball stuff, but I won't bore people with details. But Tim Connelly's track record is fabulous. Let's talk Twins with Chip Scoggins. He's at Target Field on what should be a beautiful night to see the Twins play the perpetually woeful Tigers. You'll hear that ball game on CCO. Harry Styles all day. Chip Scoggins with us right now. Twins, great win yesterday. No other way to say it. Great win. You're dead in the water. You're losing 6-0. You score 7. You win, you sweep the perpetually terrible Royals, and you're on pace right now, Chip, if you're the Minnesota Twins, to win in the upper 90s. So I want to talk about that. If you're on pace to win upper 90s, you should be happy, you should be proud, you should be optimistic. I still think there's a part of it, and I'm in that group that saw them just get walked on by the Astros. The Dodgers came to town, destroyed them, and I get it with the Astros. Yeah. They were beat up. What is your sense? Okay, we have the data off a slow start and then a nice long run. But what is your sense when you look at this team? And if in a division where I'm not willing to write off the White Sox yet, but with some other teams, pretty pitiful. Where can they match up with the better teams? Because it's still going to be about, doesn't mean you don't enjoy the regular season, but it's still going to be about what you do in October.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of put your finger on because they're better than I thought they were going to be. Let's say that. Their pitching so far has been much better than I thought it was going to be. But we also have to acknowledge there's some really bad baseball teams. I mean, some really bad teams. Yes. And they are beating up on them. Now, they don't have to apologize for other teams' failures. But we did see when the Astros blew through here. And yes, you're right, they were beat up, but that was – they just got blown off the field. But, you know, they're in this run now where you play the Royals and Detroit, and then they play the Royals again. They're in this stretch of, you know, for a couple of weeks where they're just playing some really bad teams. So this is where you need to play good ball and maintain that lead. But, you know, they're 25-16, so it's kind of hard to, you know, I mean, I know everybody's mad, and I was mad about the Royce Lewis thing last week, and the Buxton thing has made people frustrated. So I think that's kind of fueling some of it. But I also think people are smart enough to understand, okay, let's see when they start playing better teams, if is the pitching going to hold up for the entire season and not just, you know, have this good little run against bad teams.
And I know our guy Patrick is driving this, and he's 100% right. Falvey made a number of good moves, but they got absolutely destroyed in the Taylor Rogers trade. I mean, just absolutely destroyed in that trade, you know, and it wasn't like Paddock's arm didn't raise issues with multiple other clubs, and Pagan was horrible in September. And I don't care about control if the one guy who's so much better than the other guy is on your team, and by the way, you're paying his money, and I get it. Duran is must watch. You're telling me you wouldn't like Duran and Rogers at the end of the game also?
Yeah. The thing is so baffling by it is they knew that there was arm problems there and did it anyways and kicked in the $6.5 million. And I've already seen the pushback from people like, well, they have them under control for, you know, 23 and 24 season two. And it's like, yeah, but this is the second time a guy's had Tommy John, you know, and it's still when you see what Rogers is doing and was such an effective pitcher here, and now he's leading the league in saves out there. So that one, it was a head scratcher. and you lump that on top of the Buxton News and Royce Lewis News came within, what, four days of each other? And so I think that's where people were saying, oh, we don't care if they're winning. We're frustrated with these two moves and or these two decisions. So that's kind of fueling some of it.
Yeah, and they got a rise going really good right now, you know. Correct. And he's an old-school platoon player right now. You don't have that many platoon players. He's not playing, what, about 80% of the time against left-handed pitching? But right now, he is chewing up right-handed pitching.
I would put him in the lineup every day. And I know, you know, the lefties, it's, the splits are different.
I wouldn't. I mean,
the guy is such a professional hitter. And you just want to see him at bat as much as possible. And he's just a pro. I mean, I just love to watch that guy hit. Like you said, Duran, we all love to watch him throw at 102 miles an hour. To me, I love to watch Arraez bat and just kind of the gyrations and everything he does there in the box. He's fun.
Yeah, and listen, it's not like Polanco is on fire yet, and you know Sanchez came through with a couple sacrifice flies. Their bullpen, outside of you know the young kid yesterday, was fine. So yeah, they're interesting. All right, enjoy the night. It's absolutely beautiful out there. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk soon.
Brother, we'll see you.
Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. Linda's construction time check is 257. Any roof issues, GAF Asphalt is a great way to go. The Paul and Jordana Show is next. Have a fabulous afternoon, everybody.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.